Hello.
Hello, good evening. Is Stacy Schultz there?
Who's calling?
My name is Alan. I'm calling from Wisconsin Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. First, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you so much, and I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm white.
Thank you. May I know what is your age?
41.
Thank you so much. Now, in thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Progressive.
Thank you very much. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First one, improving K through 12 education.
10, very important.
Yes. 10 is the most important, 5 somewhat important, and 0 not at all important.
So 10.
About lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs.
10.
Thank you. Next one is making college more affordable.
10.
Thank you. Next one, banning tobacco products for adults.
5.
Thank you. And last one is protecting voting rights in democracy.
10.
Thank you very much. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? I'm sorry?
I don't know. I'm thinking.
Oh, okay.
I can't, I'd say 7.
I'm sorry?
7? Oh, it's just approve or disapprove?
Right.
Approve, I guess, if I only have those two to choose from.
And would that be strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First one is Joe Biden.
90.
Thank you. Next one, Republicans in Congress.
0.
Thank you. And last one, the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA.
40.
Thank you so much. Now, I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. You say 10 if it is the most important, 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First one is authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes. How would you rate that from 0 to 10?
Can you reread that?
Sure. Authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes.
Yeah, nine.
Thank you. Next one is authorizing prescription medication.
10.
Thank you. Next one is restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages.
I don't know. Let me guess, an 8.
Okay, thank you. And last one, educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition.
Don't they know this already? It's important, I guess. They should already know it if they're an adult. But I guess a 9.
Thank you very much. And now, it is already legal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Until what age?
21, under the age of... The question says, it is already legal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age.
So make it like 21, like it is for alcohol?
More information is within here, I'm sorry.
I guess I would approve that, I guess.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. Now, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
I don't know. I don't know what that means based on the question, so I'm going to pass.
Okay. Now, we're wrapping this up now. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Benefit?
I'm sorry, benefit?
Yeah, I think.
And would that be much more benefit or somewhat more benefit?
Probably somewhat. I guess I don't know. I can't say for sure.
And regardless of where you stand on this ban, so you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues are definitely more important right now.
Thank you so much. And when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel it is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? First one, it's loading, I'm sorry. Provision and approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive, or harm reduction. An approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can or want quick cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products.
The last one you said.
Thank you. Now, I would like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. First one, an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Would that be very, somewhat, not very, or not at all concerned?
Oh, not very concerned, because there would be other revenues for other accesses for that revenue.
Thank you. And next one is, more dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind. Is that very concerned? Somewhat concerned?
Yep.
Not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
That would be a concern, definitely.
Very? Somewhat?
I would say very, because you never know what's in them.
Thank you. And last one says, the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Is that very, somewhat, not very, or not at all concerned?
Just very.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each use in a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement. 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement. 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. We're almost over. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. First one says, today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups, the LGBTQ plus community, and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people, who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation, support, and harm reduction. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
A real person said that?
More information isn't written here, ma'am, so I wouldn't tell.
Oh, my God. I don't agree with that statement at all. 0.
Okay. Thank you. Next one says, vaping bans have not led to fewer people have vaping. They have instead led to large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testing or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products, and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes will simply give them another market in which to operate. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
Without actual proof, I have to put that a 0 as well.
Thank you so much. Next one, our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rate in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%, and decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, and we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminal. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
Hey, again, without actual seeing the evidence and the reading of the proof, I can't.
So that means
being
0?
An educated person, I can't say I agree with it or not. I don't know the proof, so 0.
Thank you. And last one says, the federal government has been
difficult, but I just...
No problem. Now, last one says, the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense, but it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
A 2, I guess.
Thank you very much. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Can I ask you, why is this just targeted at menthols?
More information isn't written here, ma'am, so I couldn't tell. I'm sorry.
Okay. I guess I don't care either way. I mean, if you're going to ban tobacco products, whether it's menthol or not, why not all of them? Why just menthol? So if you're... No, I don't support just menthol. I support, if you're going to do it, do all the tobacco products.
So would that be strongly opposed or somewhat opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
Thank you very much. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Same answer, I guess.
Somewhat opposed?
Yep.
Thank you. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
I have no idea. Still, yeah, I know you asked me that earlier. I really don't know.
Thank you. And will you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision to who to vote for?
I don't think it would have an impact as long as this wasn't their front thing.
Thank you so much. And in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? First one, cigarettes, yes or no?
Yeah.
About cigars?
No.
About pipe tobacco?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
Like to quit smoking? Yes.
Okay, thank you. About coffee?
No.
About liquor or spirits?
Yes.
Thank you. About e-cigarette or e-vapor products?
No.
About wine?
Yes.
And about heat not burn tobacco products?
Sorry, repeat that?
Heat not burn tobacco products?
I don't know what that is, so I'm going to go with no.
Thank you. About soda? Pop?
No.
Okay. About smokeless tobacco, such as dip or chew?
No.
About beer?
No.
Thank you so much. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
My bachelor's degree.
Thank you so much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm divorced.
Thank you so much. Now, do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
I do.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Working class.
Thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
My father is a member of a union.
Okay, thank you so much. And how will you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
It's like a small town in Wisconsin. Yeah, I wouldn't describe it as urban, but it's like considered a city of less than 10,000.
So suburban?
Yeah, okay. Probably that's the best.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much, ma'am, for your participation tonight.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.